before continuing, which cut into my 33-second win considerably. Claire rubbed the bridge of her nose. Please stop acting like children. Just get out there and do your jobs. Nyla held back another jab. It wouldn't do to piss off the team boss right before a drive. Her job was to win races, not meetings. Silently, she and Kristoff made their way to the door, and he flung it open in a rare display of petulance. She hadn't seen him so angry in months, and she reveled in it. After all, a frazzled teammate posed no threat to her championship standings. They made their way through the halls from Claire's exotic wood paneling to the bright white and anodized blues of Lang Autosport's portable palace. Crew and support staff rushed to and fro, barely acknowledging the racers as they moved through the crowds. Kristoff was stopped by his sports psychologist, and Nyla muscled past them both as she stepped out into the dry heat of Gantry Station's Gallica Speedway. Nyla had fired her own psychologist when she'd taken the lead in this year's driver's crown. She crossed onto the busy parking lot, surrounded by the bustle of scooter bots and crews from a dozen teams. The bracing rattle of air hammers and the roar of distant crowds in the grandstands were all the therapy she'd need to win. The driver's crown was so close. She could clinch it in two races, especially if Kristoff went flying off the track again. Do you think this is a game? Claire's voice startled her. She'd come jogging up from behind, a dozen infograms swimming around her head, blinking with reports on track conditions and pit strategy. Do I think racing is a game? I believe that's the very definition of sport. Claire's vinegar scowl was considerably less entertaining than Kristoff's anger. Nyla had been racing for Claire since the junior leagues. She'd probably spent more of her teenage years with her principal than her own parents. She didn't want to disappoint Claire, but she wouldn't be cowed either. In truth, the incident galled her. The crash was nothing more than a callow attempt by Kristoff to hold her off for another lap. If she'd lost the podium, she would have called for his head, but he got what he deserved. They were a dysfunctional family. Nyla and Kristoff had been racing together since childhood, and she could remember plenty of happy days trackside with him. She'd been ecstatic when they both joined Lang. It felt like a sign that they were destined to win. But there could be only one driver's crown, and they'd learned the hard way the word team meant nothing among the strongest drivers in the Pan-Galactic Racing Federation. Her friendship with Kristoff was long dead. At least her fondness for Claire had survived the transition. If you play dirty with him today, I'll have no choice but to create some consequences, said Claire, struggling to keep up with Nyla in heels. Oh, please. Nyla rounded the corner of the pit lane and marched straight through the center of the racing complex, past the offices of the race director and news teams. She glanced back at Claire, who, for all her posturing, couldn't hide her worry. I never play dirty. I win because I'm better, said Nyla. I'm not sure what your problem is. That's not the point. You watch for him today and mind yourself. This isn't any old track. Nyla got to the pit wall and pushed through the gate onto the starting grid. The familiar grip of race-graded asphalt on her shoes sent a spark of pleasure up her spine. Oh, I know all about Gallica. The track sprawled before Nyla. A classic, a legend, a warrior's track that had tested the mettle of racers for 100 years. It showed its age in the narrow roadways, rendering overtaking difficult and resulting in wrecks and safety cars and increased race time. Because of its starside position on Gantry Station, ambient temperatures could turn sweltering. Those factors together meant she'd spend the next 2 hours slow roasting in her cockpit at 300 kilometers per hour, making thousands of split-second, high-stakes decisions. This year brought a new third sector with more intricate corners and a tricky elevation change. It was an unopened present, a new toy to play with. Nyla longed to be on the grid already. If she took the podium here, the rest of the season would be an easy...